I nodded. They would only give them to us one at a time. You had to fill in a form. Sarah twisted her hands together on the top bar of the iron railings. The thing is, she said, I think I know why Andrew highlighted that passage. I mean, people would skim read the barred windows and the perimeter fence. But if you really wanted to bring it home, you'd show how a girl has to apply in writing for Kotex Ultra, right? She stopped and she looked down to where Lawrence and Charlie were laughing and kicking sand at each other. When she spoke again, her voice was quiet. I think Andrew was planning a book, she said. That's what I told Lawrence. I looked up at Sarah. That is why he was angry? Sarah nodded. I said I thought maybe I should carry on Andrew's work. You know, read through his notes, find out a bit more about the detention centers. Maybe even, I don't know, write the book myself. You said all that to Lawrence. That's when he went ballistic, Sarah sighed. I think he's jealous of Andrew. We stood and looked out over the river for a long time. A breeze had started to blow. It was not much, but enough to darken the smooth surface of the river. Now, I thought. I gripped my hands onto the railings and tried to make the courage of the city flow into my bones again. Sarah, I said, I want to tell you my feelings about Lawrence. She looked at me sharply. I know what you're going to tell me. You'll tell me he cares more about himself than he cares about me. You'll tell me to watch out for him. And I'll tell you that's just what men are like. But you're too young to know it yet, and so you and I will argue too, and then I really will be utterly miserable. So don't say it, okay? I shook my head. Please, Sarah. I don't want to hear it. I've chosen Lawrence. I'm 32, B. If I want to make a stable life for Charlie, I have to start sticking with my choices. I didn't stick with Andrew, and now I know I should have. But now there's Lawrence, and he isn't perfect, you're right, but I can't just keep walking away. Sarah took a deep and shaking breath. At some point, you just have to turn around and face your life head on.